Welcome to Planning for Retirement with Scott Nelson. Plan well, retire happy.
Welcome back to another episode of Planning for Retirement. Somebody in this room just had a birthday. And so thinking of birthdays, you know, those are milestones that kind of mark your journey through life, right?
They do.
Now, when it comes to retirement, there are a few age milestones to keep in mind. There's nothing I enjoy more than telling clients they aren't old enough yet. It just makes me happy for some reason. So, Elise, what do you want to know? Do you want to just go through the list of milestones?
Yeah, let's go through different ages to remember and to think about when those birthdays are coming up.
All right. So instead of bemoaning the fact that you're older, be excited because these are some fun things. All right. So at age 50, do you know what happens? You now are old enough to do more contributions to your qualified plans. All of the qualified plans the IRS has, IRAs, 401ks, etc., have what they call a catch-up provision, which allows you to make a larger contribution to that account per calendar year. So you can catch up, make up for those years that you weren't as disciplined as you should have been.
Is there a certain amount?
Well, like IRAs, for example, you're allowed to put an extra $1,000 per year. If we're talking about 401ks, I believe the number is $7,500 more per year. It jumps from about $23,500 to $30,000. So, good thing to do. Catch up. Make up time. Do you know what the next age is?
Next age, I believe, is 55.
Correct. And do you know what that does for us?
What does that do for us?
That makes it so that if you are retired and you're 55 years old or older, you can take distributions from your 401k and 457 plans and 403b plans without having a tax penalty. You have to leave the monies in those accounts in order to take advantage of that. But there you go. So you can retire early if you have enough resources to do so.
And we actually just had a client and we talked to them. They wanted to roll over their 401k plan and she retired at 55. But we told her if she were to do that, then she would be penalized because she's not 59 and a half yet. Mm-hmm. And so that's our next age milestone is 59 and a half.
And that's a big one. So at age 59 and a half, you can take distributions from any of your retirement accounts without having a tax penalty from the IRS. What this then means is you've entered that age where you have actual control over your funds. And it's really a relatively short period of time, 13 and a half to 15 and a half years, where you can kind of do what you want, not have the IRS have a vote. You still have taxes, but you don't have penalties. So between 59 and a half and 73, if you were born prior to 1960, or age 75, if you were born 1960 or later, we'll talk about that in a minute. So that allows you access to those funds. You can do Roth conversions. You can do in-service rollovers with most employers' plans. It gives you a chance to really start making strides and significant steps in setting up your retirement plan.
And what happens at age 60?
So age 60 is one that's not going to matter for a lot of people, but this is the age that Social Security allows widows to claim benefits on their spouse's Social Security benefits. Now, hopefully you don't need to. That's awfully young, and if you're needing to and you have to tap in there, then it's still going to be age-adjusted and things of that nature. You're still subject to the earnings test, but you do have access if it's something that would help.
Great. And then the next age is age 62.
So age 62, of course, is the first age where you can start claiming your Social Security benefits. Yes, it's early. Yes, they're going to reduce it because you're taking it early, but you have access to those funds. Now, it's not always a bad thing to access these early. Planning gets a little bit complicated and muddied, but I often ask people if they knew that their Social Security income is taxable. For many people, this is a shock. So sometimes claiming Social Security early because Social Security itself is included in the provisional income that can cause Social Security to be taxed. kind of ironic, right? That you could defer your Social Security only for your Social Security itself to cause itself to be taxable. But 62, early Social Security claim.
And then at age 65, that's our next age milestone, and that's when you can apply for Medicare.
Yay! Yes, Medicare, of course, is the nation's health care plan for the most part for people age 65 and older. You do not have to be on Social Security claim in order to get Medicare. You don't have to be retired. But if you have an employer-sponsored plan, health insurance plan, you might consider just applying for Part A only at age 65, just to let Social Security and Medicare know you're paying attention. There's no premium for that. But yeah, 65, that's a magical birthday because you can apply for Medicare supplement plans, for example, and they can't ask you any pesky health questions at all. They have to take you.
Yeah.
Kind of important for some of us, right?
It is. And age 66 to 67, what is that age milestone?
Oh, well, this is, again, here's a history lesson. I kind of like history, but a lot of people find it boring. But the history lesson is this. The original Social Security age, when it was set up in 1935, was age 65. Well, guess what? The baby boomers ruined it. Sorry, everybody, but we've ruined it because we're such a big generation. And knowing this, knowing Social Security was having issues, one of the partial solutions that was imposed was to push back the full retirement age from 65 to 67. And so this was done gradually, 2-month increments at a time. So now what we're seeing for most people retiring, their full retirement age is age 66 and some months to 67. For those born in 1960 and later, 67 is your full retirement age. But somewhere in the middle there will be the full retirement age for most people we see coming in as retirement planning clients. So something to consider. Some folks think they have to wait until their full retirement age exactly for some reason. The real benefit for deferring to your full retirement age is if you're married, you and your spouse then have the ability to do a couple of switching back and forth from spousal benefits to primary, and you can work and actually get paid wages without having your Social Security penalized. That's that monthly earnings test I mentioned earlier. There is no monthly earnings test after you've achieved full retirement age. And really, for most people, if they're in the year that they're going to turn full retirement age, it's not really much of an earnings test. It's still there a little bit, but not terrible.
And where can someone find this information of ages? Can they go to SSA.org?
Well, it'd be SSA.gov.
Sorry, .gov.
Yeah, you can go to SSA.gov and they'll tell you everything about your case specifically. You do have to create a login now. It used to be I could even peek if I had you in the room. I could ask if you identify any questions and log in and show you stuff. Now you just need to create your own login, which isn't terrible. When they first came out with that, it was quite an onerous process, and I actually witnessed people trying to set up their Social Security login unsuccessfully because they couldn't remember what car they owned in 1976 or 82 or whatever. But now it's more simple, user-friendly for sure, because they'll just send you a text or an email just to confirm it's really you.
Great. And the next age is age 70.
So age 70. And I forgot to write one down here. Age 70 is the last year, the last birthday, where Social Security will give you a deferral credit. In other words, they'll increase your benefits by about 8% per year for postponing your claim. That no longer happens after age 70. So therefore, you're past full retirement age. They're not giving you deferral credits. There's no good financial reason for deferring your Social Security any longer past age 70. And then while we're in that magical year of 70, age 70 and a half, I need to mention, that used to be the required minimum distribution age before the SECURE Act. And in the SECURE Act, they pushed it back to age 72. But ironically, or just an oversight or something, you can still start making charitable contributions from your IRA to a charity of your choice. and then not have the tax bill. And the charity doesn't have a tax bill either. So that they call it QCD, Qualified Charitable Distribution. That can still be done starting at age 70 and a half.
Which is really, really great. Instead of pulling the money from your retirement account and having that taxed and then sent to the charity, you can have it just directly sent without any tax.
Correct. Yeah. Because the charity, it's a charity, so therefore it's not taxed. And it doesn't show up on your tax return. Well, that's not true. You actually put it there, but it doesn't affect your adjusted gross income. Right. It's a wash.
And then that kind of leads us into the next, the last age milestone to look for or to think about. Age 73 or 75, that's when your RMDs will start. So like Scott said, if you're born after 1960, that will be age 75 for you for your required minimum distribution. But you could also do what he just talked about. You can do a QCD.
Correct. You can. And a lot of good comes from that. But you do not want to miss that required minimum distribution. Secure Act 2.0 pushed the RMD age from 72 to 73 or 75, depending on your birth year. And it used to be that the penalty for not taking that distribution from your qualified plan was 50% of what you should have taken. Now, in fairness, that really wasn't enforced much. But in Secure Act 2.0, the law was rewritten and it reduced the penalty from 50% to 25%. But now they said they're going to be serious about enforcing it. So think about it. If you miss that distribution, then they catch it. You'll have to then take the distribution, but 25% is going to be penalized. And then depending on your tax bracket, maybe another 25% will be taxed. Besides, half of that distribution goes to government if you don't take it as you should, when you should. So don't miss these. Mm-hmm. Keep these birthdays in mind. Celebrate getting older.
Yes.
Take joy in the journey. I do. It's a state of mind, mostly. But there's important financial things to consider on your road to retirement. So we really want to help you by planning for retirement. If you have any more questions or if we can do anything for you, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Drop us an email. Check out our website at askscottnelson.com. If you like this, feel free to share it as well. Thanks.
Thanks.
If you found this information useful, please share it. If there is something you hear that raises a question, you can sign up for our free consultation as well as sign up for our free newsletter. Visit askscottnelson.com to sign up. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you plan well, you can retire happy.
The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The views presented today are those of SLN Financial Incorporated and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy. Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and SLN Financial Incorporated are independent entities.